9W4FCM. 9W4FCM.
N4ZLK. MN4ZLK. 4ZLK mobile.
KO4HKX.
How are you?
And if Fred is still listening, his son called him, I don't know, can't be 5 minutes ago. They're just missing each other.
On that, and say good morning to him. Anyway, I hope you're well. What was this, Wednesday? Are you free for lunch?
Making plans to meet you down there. Just have to see how our schedules go when we get closer.
I already got a text from a shipper. They're shipping out four trailers today. So I got to hopefully get Spartanburg to get a couple of them, or at least one. I got to figure out when to get the others, but we'll see. Might be a little busy, but I'll try to make it.
After that, just let me know. We'll make plans as we get closer.
I'm out probably in, what, Travis Rest already?
We're sitting here at my second stop waiting on them to get here. I'm up here next to Pete's.
Pete's. I get them confused.
What do you do?
Is those two, I think they're Pete's. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Washington Avenue and 123. There's two of them side by side. I'm not sure what happened, but I've eaten them both years ago, and they're both the same thing. Just, I don't know why. I don't know if they had a disagreement and split off from each other or what.
Hey, you never can tell anymore.
I guess.
Do that.
KO4PXB.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Lloyd. N4ZLK.
Good morning to both of y'all. Yeah, I heard you and both y'all talking, so I thought I'd say good morning to you also. And been definitely dealing with fun at work and after work. The hot water heater's leaking and the pilot light kept going out, so I pretty much did measures yesterday to catch the water that's leaking, and of course never did relight the pilot light because I could hear it hissing, but a company's coming out today, so to look at that.
Get fixed quick and get it taken care of, because it don't take a lot of water to damage a house.
Yeah, lucky for me, it's outside in the garage, so that way it's not leaking, and I got a styrofoam cooler that they sent some food and for Christmas, so I got it sitting there catching all that and some towels soaking up the water that was in the floor. But I think that it's actually leaking from the pan because I don't think they sealed the drain that's actually going to the outside of the house well enough that it was just leaking down that and coming back underneath the pan. So, but yeah, they're definitely coming out to fix it today. And from what I Googled it, that it's probably just the pressure relief valve that's actually leaking from when it's making that noise like that, because they said it could be sediment in the tanks, but that's that's on the hot water heater company to fix.
We're not away on vacation or something when that started. That does happen to people, and they come home to a mess.
Yep. In November, see, like the 13th, one of the lines actually blew apart. And so it was definitely leaking because I noticed that I heard a sound in the garage, and then I was like, well, I thought something fell over, and then I turned on the faucet in the house, and it was like no pressure. And so I walked out there, and there was water spraying everywhere. So I turned off the water to the tank, and that definitely stopped that, and the same company came out and repaired that line.
Like I say, hopefully they get it taken care of quick, and it's nothing too major. It's just a...
Nope, definitely not, and that's the good thing about it. We have the home warranty, stuff like that, so for a small fee, whatever cost is incurred, you know, that it won't be as major as what it could be without it, because like I said, it, if they have to replace it, then it's all covered in that $100. So it works out well if you have a major disaster like that, but if it's something minor, then you'd be smart to fix it yourself. But anything major like a hot water replacement, hot water tank replacement, yeah, that's definitely, leave it to the professionals.
N4ZLK, it's crazy how much stuff goes wrong when you own a house, how much there is to go wrong.
That one.
Yep. Yeah, the biggest thing we're trying to get right now is I got the second letter from, which I'm not even worried about, from the town of Simpsonville to remove the trees and stuff from my yard that actually fell, but it's on the state to actually remove them since I live on Highway 14, which is a state road, and I have yet to see any trucks in our area that's picking up anything.
Well, 14, there's a lot of stuff up through there. But gentlemen, it's time for me to get off here and get to work again. So y'all be careful, and Shane, I'll talk to you later today. Lloyd, you have a good day at the work, and be safe out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen.
4, is that okay?
Shane, do you have a long trip today, or?
A little while. I've got to make a phone call here in a little bit, but I can chat for a while. And yeah, Lloyd, there's a lot of trees up in the Travelers Rest area still, up down Highway 11 or up Highway 11. I finally started seeing some trucks up this way, but there's still plenty of stuff to do.
Yes, they are. And when you call the state number for that to kind of get an idea where they're at, they go, well, we're working on it. They can't give you true, indications of where they're at on cleanup. And when one of the messages that I got through mail that to pick it up, or they're going to, they're going to do it and then charge me the $10,000 to do it, I'm going, no.
I heard they originally said they were only going to do it through the end of November, I think, and then of course, they got a bunch of complaints. Wait a second, you haven't even made it out to our part of the county. And they keep extending it. But, I mean, it was a widespread devastation, so I can only imagine why it's taken that long and why it would be hard to say they're going to be in your area next.
Yep, biggest thing I think what they're trying to do is do the fact that they may have picked up some areas and that they're reducing the number of trucks that they've got on the road to, because like I said, it is a devastating and a major cost for them, but that doesn't help anything when the users still got stuff in their yard. And the biggest reason they're also told to get everything removed, because when they stack things up, they've got it on the over the water valve that for the to be turned off in case of emergency.
If you're trying to do one thing for one part of your house, you're going to end up covering up somebody else's part, like covering up the water line or the water meter or whatever, the shutoff valve. And a lot of those, I think most of those trucks that are driving around, they're from out of state anyway, they're contractors. So they're getting paid really good money to be down here. And I got a phone call coming in. I'll be back in a minute. N4ZLK.
All right, Shane. It's KO4PXP.